Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 17th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about public expectations on Zimbabwe's new cabinet and parliament following the country's recent elections.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are making a critical analysis of Zimbabwe's new cabinet and parliament.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa chaired the first cabinet today following harmonized elections won by the ruling ZANU-PF party. Mnangagwa said each cabinet minister is expected to identify a minimum of 5 quick win and high impact projects.
Mnangagwa said ministers are expected to set 100-day program cycles, which will be presented to cabinet and their progress made public every Wednesday in an effort to entrench transparency and a culture of responsiveness.
According to Mnangagwa, their goal is to transform Zimbabwe to a middle-income economy by 2030, characterized by job-rich economic growth and a globally competitive society.
At the same time, Parliament is expected to start its first session tomorrow with a lot of expectations from members of the public, and there are so many people that wish to see what it is going to do. Now the question is, what will Cabinet and Parliament do for you?
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yabakambe mathlabe zulu linjani lapho likhona jonga kunjani mfowethu
yaphila wena
yeah
long time
yeah long time taza kugcina
yes how many weeks months
2 years
yes
uganda basesikhona lapha ke lo jonga esitikini so sinethemba lokuthi liyaphila lapho likhona yeah namhlanje ke sicoxa ngodaba lokuthi idala le cabinet liza kwenzelani njalo kubuso kubuya ke idala le parliament la lokuthi liza kwenzelani xa sikhangela ke idala le cabinet jawa sihlale lamdla umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa enguye okade umgcini sihlalo. So uthe khona ngale ke watshela i-cabinet members zakhe ukuthi bazafaka lokuthiwa ngama-100-day goals ukuthi wenzeni ngesikhathi esinje. Then bazodinga okuyizinto okuhlanu oza kubeka phansi ukuthi mina ngizayenza lokhu lalokhu lalokhu. Ngolwesithathu maviki wonke kwabe kusethulwa ukuthi uzibani bani wenze lokhu, wenza lokhu, wenza lalokhu. Nxa kuthi wehlulekile baza kubika futhi ukuthi hayi uminista onje utshayiganga. So ke kukhanya kazani ke babona ngani lokhu kungasebenza. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi libona njani udaba lolu. Kuzobuya olunye ke idale lephalamende liyahlala kusasa. So lihlala nje ngesikhathi siyawasithe Zimbabwe kule kholera umkhuhlane wesihudo lowo. Kuzobuya njalo abantu bakhangela ukuthi indaba ye-devolution bazayibamba njani. Njengoba ngazani ke ibadla leZANU-PF ngani selingani yilo seliyiphehla okuzwayo. So ke ngibehlala khonapho abantu bakhangethi pho bangenzelwani ejonga ngamalunga ejali leparlament.
Ndizozo Gibbs regaitings ngokuthi zvinofamba sei nekuti Timothy Yusa vateereri kuti nhasi tiri kukurukura
nezve
nhasi vadiwa vateereri nevatariri tiri kukurukura nezve musangano wekutanga wedare remakurukota kana kuti hatingati cabinet waitwa nhasi sachigaro vari mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa. Tinonzwa kuti musangano iwoyo wasunga kuti pange pachitarwa mazuva anokwana kuita zana kana kuti 100 days ekuti mumazuva yayo munhu ega ega kana gurukota rega rega rinenge richitaura kuti zvii zvarinenge rakohwa kana kuburisa mumazuva zana iwayo. Tanzwawo zvakare kuti musangano iwoyo wasunga kuti chitatu choga choga panenge pachiziviswa kuti zvii zvaburiswa nemapazi kana nemakurukota sekuimbisa kwavanga vaita pa100 days idzodzo. Tanzwa kuti zviri kuitirwa kuti pange paine kubuda pachena kana kuburiswa pachena kwezvinge zvichiitika yatingati transparency yekuti zvii zviri kuitika muhurumende pamwe nekurakidzwa kuti vadare vari kutambira teka kana kuti vari kutsukunyika zvakadii mune zvinenge zvichida kuti zvigadziriswe. Tanzwawo munangagwa achitaurawo pakunyora kwavaita padande mutande rao reTwitter. Hanzi, delighted to preside over the first meeting of our new cabinet this morning. We are getting straight to work in addressing the challenges we face, including overcoming the cholera outbreak. Let's all have an effective and productive week building our new Zimbabwe, one brick at a time. Wongu, hanzi na wamunangagwa, vatanga kutorwa, tsoka yekutanga, hanzi, rwendo rwe mamaira, runotanga nenano imwechete. Hanzi, tatotanga nano kutanga kwa itamisangane iwoyo, kwa ishitara kuti nangwa chawo chikuru, kana kuti wondo uombe, ya waruda kupedza, inyaya, chirwere, che korera. Ndocha waru kutara undosu mwezozinu. Hanzi, tinuwaka Zimbabwe, chidina chimwechete, mchikwira, mune mchitowere, nga wakuru wakati, tsagare sugar, raka pedza ne teaspoon.
Kuzati.
Hanzi, uka tenga wajita, handa tengera mai 50 kg sugar, ipere, vanenge vashandisa a teaspoon but in 2-3 months muzoona hamuchisina chinhu. Izvino apa mune muchiwaka chidhinha chimwe chete muchiwaka Zimbabwe.
Yes. And we see that in the same Twitter he actually posted his statement and it's written, but since the advent of the new dispensation on the 24th of November 2017, we adopted a new methodology of ensuring that government ministers and agencies deliver quality services to the people of Zimbabwe through the integrated results-based management system, which is accompanying rapid results approach. We also adopted the 100-day program cycle as a new model of doing business to support our drive to attain Vision 2030. So then the last sentence says, the 100-day program cycle helped us to accentuate the rapid and efficient implementation of priority projects with an immediate impact on the livelihoods of our people, end quote. So, kuna poke uya kuluma ke mnaka kwa kuti, bafaka kuna kwa mba targets, nesikati kwa mpana wesanto kungena, nyagenye, ngo November. Ukuti bati kula kuna kutuwa 100 day program, kuzo wela ukuti, ngausu kangela into zenzayo, kutuwa hii rapid results, kuti kumarubonti kupumile, kumile kumba kupumanga. And we are happy that we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU-PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother Gibson. How are you today?
Very fine. Tell us, what do you think the government can do for Zimbabweans, you know, this new government?
Anyway, in whatever you do, you need to plan, to have a work plan. That is very important. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what the government is embarked on. And this is exactly what the government of Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing. And these people are planning. That is, they are hitting the ground. They are just hitting the ground running anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what we are expecting from them as a cabinet, that we need to prepare some of these things for the nation. And what is very encouraging is that that work plan, if you talk of 100 days,
mm-hmm.
one must do his evaluation at the end of that 100 days to make sure that maybe you have managed to achieve whatever you wanted to achieve or not.
Mm-hmm.
Then if need be, then you can then change the formula if you are not producing the results,
mm-hmm.
the desired results. Then we move on like that. This is exactly what I'm very much encouraging.
Yeah, just 1 minute gone over to Uchova.
Lapa in Nangele, look at the Ukulmende, Emerson Mnangagwa, President Mnangagwa, Ulosello, in job Kalasibona, which I want to plan, I Amalanga, Angala, 600 days. I want to remember the say, and it's looking at the end, the local to win, what a marriage should be in Yalo. Let's explain in Zelam Soundro, which I indlela yokwenza yenze ngenye indlela ezathi iproduce ama-results. Kuyathokozisa kakhulu ukuthi nanzele ukuthi uhulumende lo ukhangele ukuthi ayenzele abantu into ezibambekayo ngemva kwesikhathi esilutshwane, njengoba lokhu nje akhona okwenganika nje isibonele ukuthi kulodubo lwemali u-finance minister ukuthi uzakuqeda njani kumbe wokufeza out ama-bond notes ngesikhathi esifitshane, then we move on nge-US dollar kumbe nge-rand kumbe nganani into enjengayenaleyo. Kusichie imali yethu ihluphile ibond leli elisidalele udubo oluningi kakhulu ukukhwela kwezinto lento ezininazenezo ikwethu kukhangeleleyo ukuthi kusetshenzwe ngaleyo ndlela.
Yes, awuza kakhulu sicela ubambe khonapho ujonga.
Mr. Gaule, how are you?
Fine, and you, my brother?
I'm doing fine. Maybe I can throw a question in English there. I'm not sure whether you want it in Shona too.
Yeah, even in the three languages, English and the
Roman. Thank you so much. In Dashida Utinditi, wakawanda wa mwaruguti, akasike kutanga zuhurumende, zishipa matageti ya zikurimo Mzimbabwe. Yekuta hapa 100 days data ita shakati, even kana paka pinda urumende ya wa mnanga kwa gorira pera wakaisa matageti. Saka daro, saka wa mwaruguti, I promise zinongo piwa asa hapa National Buddha, munoona se.
Apa ndofuka kuti itaura zvakadaro vanhu vasinga fariri nyika yavo vasinga fariri kuti vaone zvinhu zvichinja isusu vamwe vedu tinoona kuti kana vanhu vapiwa basa havapiwe mukana wokushanda but vapiwe ndima chaizvo kuti kana mwedzi wapera tongoona kuti vanenge zvaita kuti vaite basa richibudirira vagona kuita zvakati nezvakati but nyaya ye 100 days yakakosha kuitira kuti kuplanning yavo kuskiming yavo nekuplanning kwacho kunobuda chinhu here kana kusingabudi chinhu tozochinja maitiro toona kuti tongochinja tichienda kupi tichiona kuti zvinofamba here kuti hazvifambi but nyaya yakakosha ndeyekuti as a nation takamirira chaizvo chaizvo kuti zvinhu zvichinje nokukurumidza inyaya dzemari dzakakosha idzi mari haisi kuwanikwa mabhondi noti finance ikataura zvakanaka kuti vachafenzwa vachada kuti mabhondi noti afeze out nezvimwe zvakadaro izvo zvakatarisira kuti nyika yedu tinokuda kuona zvioona nyaya dzemari ndizvo zvakakosha kupfuura zvimwe zvinhu zvakatarisa
Maybe the same in English, Mr. Gaule. Some are saying these are just targets they give each other, but nothing comes out of these targets, and this is not the first time that the government has set these targets.
I wish God to provide, to give them maybe, we are talking of a period of 100 days, them to live for some time so that they realize what we are talking about when we are saying this planning of 100 days is very important. It is very, very important to plan and have a time frame to say after such a period we have managed to achieve ABCD. You set targets, and if you set targets, then are you able to achieve in that same period? And by the end of the of the 100 days, the Ministry of Finance shall be able to do ABCD, shall have achieved the following, then this is very, very, very important. To me, this is something that is very important that we cannot ignore. And really, it's quite pleasing that really some people are doing work. Let's give them time to do their work so that at the end of the day, we shall be able to evaluate. We should do our evaluation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gaule. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, you are now joined by one of our guests, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, who is a human rights lawyer based in South Africa, working with Human Rights Watch. Mr. Mavinga, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and good evening to all the listeners of Studio 7.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
So, Mr. Mavinga, what's your take on the new cabinet? Is it going to deliver, or they will always tell us about these goals that they always set? And are these goals anyway achievable at the end of the day? Because government is sounding like an NGO now.
Well, I think what is important to appreciate is that President Mnangagwa has a new cabinet that includes people who may be called technocrats, if you like, otherwise who are there for their knowledge and expertise. For example, Kirsty Coventry, the renowned swimmer, and Professor Mthuli Ncube, who has taken over as Minister of Finance. So that is a positive. But we need to put this in the proper context, Gibbs, which is that we need to do a mapping of power in Zimbabwe. where does power lie within the framework of Zimbabwe? You would find that it appears that real power to make things happen or not happen is not necessarily resident in cabinets, but rather in the ZANU-PF Politburo, because it is ZANU-PF which deploys these cabinet ministers and therefore possibly has the final say. So when you look at it like that, you then understand that real power to make decisions is with the Politburo at ZANU-PF headquarters at Sheikh Sheikh building. So this might actually complicate things and make it difficult for outsiders like Mthuli Ncube or Kesi Coventry to bring radical, you know, reforms or to have 100-day plans that they can implement without the say-so of ZANU-PF at the level of the Politburo. And this is the biggest challenge that we need to look at, whether or not ZANU-PF will step aside and stand aside and let these technocrats do their work without having to have the final say.
Thank you so much for those remarks. And I think we've got a caller on the line.
Yes.
Kulobaba Mfundisi. Baba Moyo, kunjani? Mfundisi Moyo, ukhona kungani?
Ya, ngikhona, ngiyakuzwa ngikhona.
Ye, akutsho Baba Moyo ukuthi i-cabinet le ekhona esanda kubunjwa iletha le-parliament, kuza kwenzelani wena njengomoyo sibili?
Njengami for mina for ngikhulumile abantu basekhaya, angithi mina ngise Zimbabwe. Angiboni for ukukhulumila abantu basekhaya even ingazo zinabantu lapho. No, into yokuthoma kukhabini le khulukhulu sifuna lapha kuminister we-health ukuthi akhone akhone ukuqinisa izandla khulukhulu minister we-health ngikho lapho lapho sifuna ukuthi zonke izinto zenziwe ngokushesha. Siyabona ukuthi elizwe liyaphela, sifuna khulukhulu kuminister we-health ukuthi zonke izinto akhone ukusebenza kukhulu lapho ukuthi abantu bakhone ukuphila. Siyabona nje masibuka ikholera nezinye izinto eziningi nje ezibhedlela akuna imithi, even umuntu ma ezibhedlela lapha banofika banobhala phasi ipaper but ikhamba yothenga imithi. So sifuna lapho khulukhulu lapho kuno minister we-health ukuthi akhone kuyenza umsebenzi, even nidala lase-parliament nalo kufanele khona lisebenze khulu khulukhulu. Sazi ukuthi idala le-parliament lasemakhaya for mina njengami angazi kudala ngikhona ekhaya angizange ngibone umsebenzi wawo wedala lasemakhaya ukuthi bayenzani. Ifana namakhansela akuna into bayenzayo, I think abazi banoba abantu not nje ukhansela nje mara the way bayenza ngakhona asibone. Soloko uma sihlala ekhaya ngiyazi amakhansela amaningi asendawo yami asemakhaya lapho angibuya khona akuna na next bayenzayo, the way akuna next bayenzayo banoba abantu nje banoba amakhansela. So izinyo ezisouthi ma bafundisa ukuthi bakhona ukwenza ezinye izinto bayenzela abantu kufana lawa no-minister we-finance kufane azame ukuthi akhona ukubuyisa mhlambe ekhaya mhlawumbe kube nemali engcono ingakhona ukuthi abantu bakhone kuncedeka khulukhulu mhlawumbe mako siyazi ukuthi i-US dollar alitholakali lula. Siyabona khulu imali lapha eZimbabwe itholakala lula, iwo amarandi la thana maba bakhona ukuthi mhlawumbe amarandi nawo akhona ukusebenza eZimbabwe, but I think kungaba yinto ingcono le nto efana leyo.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke mfundisi, kodwa ke ujonga befuna ukukhuluma lawo ngesishona bamba khona
ngari ya ngawataure. Aiba rachida mungo zokura zama mshitaura izuzo. Nekuti nyaya hombe mfundisi ndeye kuti maminista ya nungu nakupua kana kushipa ma 100 days yu ayo. Vanu kwanisa ereku, vanu budiru ereku shita nekuti namu zikori mwendere mari. Shikwani siru. Urumende yenge ichungo nzi bazi rakati, arana chakati, takatarisare zwe utano. Varu kutadza kuti wanga wachunga niza marino rugisa chikore chokolera. Sindwe mwe priority ya varu kutu wanda kurugisa nanaye.
Ya nawe yamaiti bunza yakanaka basi chose ba kandibiri nawe ndiye kuti kuzvipa 100 days hashandi zvakafanana kuti wapuwa mbeu kuti hapa ropedza kubwedzuviri wandati bvisa bozauzi kuti mvura yechinerini, you know, So ma minister ngasa guna kuzipa ma days kuti 100 days she president pazuva apa wakapinda wakapogora pe wati ndipe 100 days sata something 100 days mu Zimbabwe Zimbabwe pachaye chokwadi 100 days azipa kuti dzotoda makore kana 10 kuti gone kudzoka pairi dzigone kunaka zvekuti vangazvipa makore 100 tairi mazuva 100 mwedzi inosvika kana mitatu nemazuva 10 hakunyepirana ukoko chokwadi chakanaka sevano vanongo vangopindwa pabasa munhu dzoti kana munhu achingango wanoka musikana anomunyepera kuti kana chini nangu kurova ndikuitira zvese buti pachokwadi handione vachizigona kuzviita zvakafana izvozvo asi kuti kungotaura bodzi mukati menyika yedu tikataurisa pachokwadi yava motokari yava dembe yava skireti zvekuti chirekanyafamba 2 seconds inenge yatofa 2 seconds yafa saka zvinoreva kuti panotoda nyasi dzamwari kuti nyika yedu pachaye zvigone kuti zvibate kufinance kupinda kupi kosikosi kana kunga kusponsi kana kupi zvako nekuti ava maminista vakakufana nevanhuwo vanenge vakugubatiswa kuti no iwo mbeu yenyemba urime saka kana mvura ikasanaya kana government ikasavhurira mvura because government ndinofa kuti igone kuunza zvese zvekuti maminista nawo agoti agoro kuti afambi zvakamufana nemoyo moyo ndo unofambisa ropa mutsinga dzose kana moyo usingashandi hapana chinobuda mukati menyika yeZimbabwe.
Yes, Gibbs.
Ya so mfundisi ivolume teokhuluma lapha nabantu bebengakuzwa kuhle sicela ukuthi ukhulume ngesindebele nje ngamafishali bona futhi wena ngombono wakho sibili ubona ngazani icabinet le izayenzelana nabantu.
Okay, ngiyakuzwa kukhulu papa Gibbs. The icabinet le yasekhaya njenganje angeke ngibone ukuthi ngakhona uyenzela abantu baseZimbabwe something ngenxa yokuthi bavathi 100 days angeke kulunge iZimbabwe ifile. Isafuna mhlambe iminyaka yi 10 years kuti ilunge ifane isikorokoro nje kuti 2 seconds siyafa 2 seconds senza njalo angeke kuti kuti mausa ngena umisa kuti ndizenzela abantu ndisolisona sona so kufanele kuti mamuntu wampile imbewu ukuthi mhlambe atale maybe atale umova lo mayi mvula ingani angeke umo khule so kuti igovernment uhulumeni ihosi leya kufanele nguyo futhi akhona ukuyenza zonke izinto izizwe lilunge kuti konke kukhambe kuhle makungenziwe kungenziwe njalo angeke kuzokulunga abantu vele siyathembiswa hlala sithembiswa izulu nemhlaba mara ekugcineni akuna into ezokulunga lapha ekhaya mara for me now the way ngibona ngakhona iqiniso lihle asifundi sifihle iqiniso iqiniso lihle njenganje ekhaya eZimbabwe angiboni izinto zilunga abaminisa vele bayakhuluma kufana amakhanselara siyabona mara asiboni umsebenzi bawuyenzayo so kusisene umsebenzi elizwe lakithi ukuthi konke kulunge konke kubile kungeni kufana namasimula esihlahleni afuna abantu baningi ukuthi bakhone ukugubha impande kuti ilizwe lilunge njenganje 100 days lezi amanga afuneki.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke mfundisi ungadinwa kusasa.
Awasiyathokoza kakhulu uzima abe nani lapho nesizwe sezwe zeZimbabwe siyanithanda. God bless you.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu mfundisi.
Thank you. I think Mr. Gaule is itching to respond to that. Mr. Gaule.
Yes,
man. Well, from our caller, Mufundisi Richard Moy.
Yes, Ndanzwa. So, Ndanzwa, kuti nikale nipendule kala ngesindebele
mbese
ngiyaphendula ngiyindi mile. Kwaqala ukuthi umfundisi ngiyamuzwa sibili ukuthi akukhulumayo ukhuluma naye umbono wakhe kodwa umfundisi ukuthi umele bekwazi ukuthi ekusebenzeni kumele kube lama le lama targets asethwa ungabona usebenza ngala ma targets ungala program of action ungala program ungala hlelo olulandelayo njalo lesikhathi esithile ukuthi lokhu kumele ngikwenze ngesi uyabo umuntu uyabonga ufile uyabongazi into eyenzayo into oqhakathekileyo ukuthi isikhulumeni nge 100 days manje niki sibonelo njengokuthi ngiqhathe ngathi mina ngizakhuluma nge ministry of finance imali ifili ukuthi iministry yemali beka mthule Ncube uthe uminister omusha uthe yena uzafuna ukuthi kusetshenze ukuthi kukhishwe ibond ngemva kwe 100 days enxa ibond yasikhitshiwe ibond ingakhitshwa ukuthi kuzahamba njani kube kuhle kube njalo enxa kumbe sisebenzisa idola leamerica kumbe lamanye lezi zimali ezisisebenzisa ubuyele ebumelwane kade ungcono kade uyizolo kumbe kube kubi ngamandla ngemva kwe 100 days kuzabe sokukhangela ukuthi kwenelisekile yini kusebenzekile yini ngokwenza lokhu lalokhu lalokhu yinto eqakathekileyo naleyo yokuthi kube la ma-goals asethwayo ukuthi ngemva kwesikhathi esingaka siyabe sesenze lokhu lalokhu enxa mhlawumbe ngemva kwe-100 days kuyabe sokukuhle kakhulu ezimalini emangali ingasahluphi nemabhanga abantu besike athatha imali yakhe umuntu esiyasebenza kusebenzayo yiko okukhangeleleyo konke khonokho ukuthi akusoze kusebenze nge-100 days zoqiniso lelo ngoba izenke 100 days inyanga ezingu-3 ezinsuku ezithile isikade sithi kakhulu sineso ukuthi nasihlele ukuthi inhlelo zakhona yenze iziphuthuke ngaso sikade.
Maybe neshona futhi ukuthi dimu
ndambothi inini kana munhu echiti echishanda even ikokusakura mumunda zvinoreva kuti zuva rimwe chete unongoti ndinoita muforo mumwe chete ndichisakura ndichiita kuti then kana vhiki yapera then ndapedza hekta ndinongozvipinza izvozvo kuti ndakonesa aumboshanda chete usina magoals achieve unenge matarget unongosete matarget kuti after certain period ndenge daita izvakati after 1 week ndenge ndapedza kusakura after 1 week ndenge ndapedza kusakura ndima nezvizvo zvakadaro ndinoda kuzunda mufananidzo paministry yemari kuti dambudziko riripo ndere mari kuti hatina mari iye zvino mari haisi kuwanikwa mumabhanga sezvo minista muchinyuwana ana maideas manyuwana ari kuti iye ndichatanga nokuti panguva pfupipfupi inotevera tinenge tabudisa mabond notes ndiye ari kukanganisa zvinhu zvakawanda ende ichokwadi achakwanisa kuzviita here within 100 days yacho iye yataurwa iyi kana azviita kana tapedza 100 days ande kugara pasi tichiona kuti pamwe madhola avapo maamerica akuwanikwa mabhanga ko mari haisizi kuwanikwa mari iri kuwanikwa mabond notes aenda dambudziko rekukwira kwezvinhu kwemitengo yezvinhu dambudziko rakocharacho raenda ndizvo zvinhu zvakakosha zvinoda kuti titange nazvo tichataenda mberi.
Thank you so much Mr. Gaule.
Thank you very much.
Yes, so let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, of course setting these goals is very crucial, but they are setting these goals at a time Zimbabwe is looking for money to tackle cholera. So at the end of the day, is this not going to actually throw them off the, you know, off the radar? So what's going to happen? Because they are focusing on cholera, they are focusing on all these other things that are affecting Zimbabweans. So how are they going to do it?
Well, I think Zimbabwe's problems can be simplified this way. Yes, there is a challenge nationally of cholera, and there are all these goals, 100-day plans that the ministers are coming up with. But the real issue is, one, is there political will to do what it takes to deliver Zimbabwe out of this quagmire? In other words, is the government of President Mnangagwa prepared to bite the bullet, as it were, figuratively, in this way that, look, the problems have to do with mismatched priorities, where the little resources that are available are used for non-essential things. So it will be difficult to meet the targets when the priority appears to be, for example, patronage. So if you have traditional chiefs whose demand is that they want luxury vehicles, 4x4 vehicles, to be bought for them, and if government prioritizes that, where is the money going to come from to cover essential drugs and medication and you know, water purification to combat cholera? That is the issue. If senators and MPs are also looking for you know, luxury items, cars and trinkets, that means that priorities will be mismatched. So President Mnangagwa and his cabinet need to first of all say they are prepared to have the leadership forgo the luxuries that they are clamoring for the sake of reviving and saving Zimbabwe. And also to have a comprehensive approach to combating corruption. Because if there is, for as long as there is a sense that there are some people who are untouchable, Gibbs, there will be no solution. Look at the problem of the cash crisis. If you go to Harare, you know, the money changers at Port Street, at Roodepoort, those people every morning have huge sums of money. How do you deal with reviving an economy when you have such a thriving market? And the people who are behind that are senior politicians, you might find out. So there is need to deal with all these things decisively and go beyond rhetoric, because there is a lot of talking. And, you know, talking is cheap, talking is good, but it does not deliver all the results. So until Zimbabweans feel that the leadership is not just talking, it will be difficult to have solutions. But I think also, more importantly, what we need to have is to press the reset button to ensure that there is production in Zimbabwe, because you cannot have the US dollar and forex if there is no production. Now I am talking to small business people who cannot take their money out of the country to go and buy things. If they want to buy things outside the country in South Africa, they have to go on the black market to buy the US dollar, to buy the rand to use. So this is the difficulty that Zimbabwe finds itself in.
Thank you so much.
Takaoma gives. Timozomkoma Shepherd, which we are not teaching.
Yeah, Shepherd to connect to him. Baba Mabuza.
Yeah.
I said Pila Mabuza, Unjanwen.
I am Pila.
Ukulumende is Zulu to Utah Lamta, Cabinet, Lady Talel. This is the Lanwen.
Mina mboni ana kuda ndiri zayeza ngoba lokheli andazani PF i cabinet yakhona
banqobile phela ukukhethe banqobile
hallo
banqoba phela ukukhethe
ye banqobile ukukhetho ebedinga indlela zezikhundla nje ukuthi ba bakwansi ukuthi bona bafide nje imizi yabo kuphela masithi siyakhangela ngoba bathe bethathele umgaba umbuso ngemva bethembisa ukuthi ngemva kwe 90 days bazabe sebelungisile ezinye izinto. Kwaze kwafika isikhathi sokuthi kuvote kodwa kungela tshintsho olubonakalayo ebantwini. Kathe sikunje nje lezi zithembiso zokuthi abantu kumbe basondele eduzane ukuthi bakwanise ukuthi babasupport noma bengabe besenza izinto zabo uma sikhanyile.
Yes, yakuzwa kubeka baba.
Yes. Ngoba kathesi kunje kumele ukuthi as a party ebusayo kumele ukuthi batshengisele utshintsho noma bekade bengakavotelwa kwenza ukuthi abantu babe lethemba okungangokuthi kathesi eblawayo laphana kule ndawo eyirenki yezimota ebekukhangelela ukuthi iyalungiswa kungakaze kufike noma isikhathi sokuthi kuyakhethwa kodwa yakhanya ivalile kuphela imota zakhishwa yavalwa kuphela yami njalo imgwaqo sikhangelela ukuthi njengephathi ebusayo kade kungadingeki ukuthi icele ukuthi abantu bayivotele ukuthi isebenze but bekumele isebenze iqhathe abantu itshengisele ukuthi izitshengisele ukuthi ilamandla ukuthi ikwanise ukuthi incedise abantu labo bayincedise. So okwekhabhinethi ukuthi nje izame yona ngokwayo utshintsho lwayo sizalubonela khathana ngokuthi ivele ilokhe i-under corruption yezane evele siyazi ngoba ma ulokhu kukhona abantu ade be-andazanu izini umgabe sesekhona lakathe silokhu bekhona. So ithemba lethu liba lilutshwane ukuthi sibe nethemba lokuthi sibathembe ukuthi bengayenza utshintsho. Sizakhangele nje ukuthi akula ukuthi singathi ngoba yibo bavele abayi-ruling party.
Khonokho kwama 100 days goals khonokho khonokubona njani khonokho ukuthi bathi 100 days wenze lokhu wenza lokhu lokho wena okobona besenza okunye kuphuma sizele isikhathi bangena embusweni.
Ngikhulumile laphana ukuthi izani iproblem yezani ukuthi ifuna ukuthi ibribe abantu ngezinto ezithembisayo ukuthi ingazenzi yona i-ruling party ukuthi ngayitshengisela ukuthi iyafisa ukusebenza labantu ngokuqhatha abantu kumbe ngokuvula amathuba emsebenzi kumbe ngokulungisa ezinye izinto ezavele ezimotshakale kudala like eblawayo amafemu avalwe amaningi. Sibone igodi laphana livaliwe lakathesa ngazi ukuthi angiyise eZimbabwe but ngiyakwazi ukuthi lakathesa kusavaliwe kwazi kusetshenzwe kodwa izinto ezenziwe before ama-elections besithi balungisa kodwa bacela ukuthi bekhampena bethi balungisa kodwa kwama kunjalo ukusitshengisa ukuthi izame ithemba lokuthi sithembe likhatshana ngoba izinto ezenzayo aziphushi kathesi kunje izinto zikhwelile kusanda kuvota kungakabi labo 2 months kuvota kodwa izinto sezikhwelile emashopu imali kayikho bathendisa ukuthi bayajintsha imali siyathemba ukuthi imali izajintshwa kubuya eZimbabwe dollar ngoba kathi sikunje uma useZimbabwe usebenzisa izimali kumele ukuthi ufike ushintshe uzube lesimali sikwazi ukuthi sithenge khona ngale mase uphuma futhi somele utshintshe imali zokuthi uyaphuma yakuliphilizwe ngoba ungaphuma la imali yangkhona akayisebenzi uyathola futhi mawuthi uyabuyela ekhaya uthola ukuthi imali yangkhona siya expire isasebenzi so izinto ezinjalo zisitshengisa ukuthi izanu noma iwinile but sifana nalabantwana nje abazintandane nje abangelabazali kodwa bona bekhona
hayi siyabonga mfowethu Mabuza ungathini lokusasa eh
yeah.
Yeah, so what Mabuza is saying is that these 100-day targets are hopeless. You know, he says they don't work. So at the end of the day, ZANU-PF is untrustworthy. They started having a new government in November last year, but that government has not delivered. He says the tragedy is that the old guard remains intact. So he says it's the same kind of regime that is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So as per him, you know, he says it's a regime. So, meaning that ZANU-PF is living on promises only. Promises you something,
go and vote for us,
and then disappears and comes again in other elections and does the same thing. So he says they've got a lot of unfinished works.
Facebook page wedu. Vari kuti kudii pana polite boss podzai tafirei anza pana chiri kunzwikwa ndofunga ndongo yatamboshaikwa here pa net then love moka tema volume is back then love joy katema anzi mfundisi ngawadzokorore shona we had nothing from mfundisi unfortunately mfundisi moyo vaenda angaida kuti vadzokorore zvakare kushona mumwe ndiye zvakare love mo love joy katema anzi dai zano pf wari vanhu wabva zvavo pachigaro in these 100 days vanzwirwa vana veZimbabwe tsitsi kuona kwake uku then nyaya imwe yanga ingoripondo yekuti hanzi zvakutoda Mwari atibatsire nokuti hapana zviri kuwanikwa mumwe uyo polite boss ndofunga ndovaviri vari kunyanyo kanda mashoko pa Facebook page yedu amene kuti une vamwe here Gibbs.
So we've got Caroline Spanda who says nothing will change. In fact, things are getting from bad to worse. So here I think is referring to cholera and other issues. So then Pamela Kumalo says, yeah, into zinzima kwa Zimbabwe. Upapson Ndlovu uti besingalizwa kodwa kwamanje sesilizwa kakhulu tube lojonga. Siyathaba ukuthi hayi abantu besizwa mfowethu. So maybe our next person is Mr. Gaule, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe you can.
Yes, va Gaule, tichitarisa nyaya iri kutaurwa nevamwe iyo yekuti hongu vanogona kunge vaine 100 days dzokuti vashande asi mari hapana mari vamwe vari kutaura nyaya yekuti huori ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinouraya mapazi anogona kunge achinzi hongu bazi rapiwa mari akati asi chinozobuda hakuna nokuti panenge paine huori munotiwe imi.
Zvokutanga inini ndoti handisi kuvumirana nazvo zvizvo zviri kutaura nevamwe ava ndiri kuti inini purezidendi akaita basa guru rokusandura kabhineti yake echiisa matechnocrats vanotioti vakadzidzira mabasa avo kunzvimbo zvavakadzidzira izvozvo example yakutanga ndoda kutengipeya vana muturi ncuve inyanzvi neziya dzemari echibva ikoko kuna Switzerland so echiuya kuno kunogadzirisa patibei pei mukana hatamboona kabhineti yakanaka kudai kabhineti ine makabhineti minisa ze20 vanhu vaiswa panzvimbo dzakasiyana vachiziva basa racho patimbopaimukana matargets avo e100 days tione kuti vanogona here kuti vabudise zvimwe zvinhu zvinobatika iyi panyaya yemari ndiyo nyaya yakakosha iyoyo tichitanga patimbotaura inyaya yemari kuti mari nyaya yemari toda kuti mari ive mumabhanks kuti mari imacho iye mfuri nyuve profesa mtuli nyuve ari kushanda ndofunga kuti ari kushanda 24 hours a day kutanga zuva ratanga basa ndofunga kuti after 100 days tenge tichiona kuti kwava nemutsauko here kuti haiwa zvinhu zvatonaka zvinhu zvakunaka tichiinda mberi iko zvinhu zvichanaka zvichiinda mberi ko zvichashata zvichiinda mberi patimbovapai mukana hatimbovaita maconclusion kuti zvakati zvakati tigare tichichema taritai muone wakaiswavo mumakabhineti minisa anga akagara aripo mubasa kwenguva yakareba iye zvino kwakwamwe vanhu vane wakapiwa mkana wakapiwa basa kuti baite basa vanyuwana vacho vachimbova teri kwainguva baite basa ravo tione kuti vanogona here kuti vano havagoni
manzwawo zvakare zvataurwa navamavhinga zvikuru panyaya yemari yekuti mari inoshaikwa kumabhanga asi inowanikwa kumikoto uko kuna 40 nekuroadport ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvokuti hurumende inenge ichiona ndo zviri kuitika asi matano acho ari kuonekwa handizvo ndo zvaiswa mukati me 100 days here izvozvo zvokuti zvigadziriswa
ndizvo chaizvo ndizvo zvakakosha nyaya idzodzo dzemari mari unodzaka mari iri kuwanikwa mastreeti haidi kuti mhanyise vanhu ozovashonga unongochinja nzira dzacho dzakanaka dzekuti mari iwanikwe kumabhangi zvinopera zvemurodhi zvokutengesa mari murodhi zvaona kupatelene izvo zvinopera
asika vagaule izvozvo zvisati zvatanga izvozvi zvekutengeswa kwemari mumugwagwa izvo mari yaitowanikwa kumabhanga kusvika system yakazviregerera kusvika zvasvika pekuti mari haichanikwa kubhanga wakuiwana mumugwagwa zvinongodzoka futi ipapo nekuti vanhu vari kuchema kuti 37 years 38 years same system hongu pano kunenge pangochinja driver asi system iripo ndeye ZANUPF ndiyo imwe chete
but inini handisi kubvumirana nazvo izvozvo si driver kwava nodriver munyowana driver wacho ndiemerson munangagwa driver ange iripo ndine mugave president robert mugave ndiye ange iri driver iye zvino kwapinda mumwe driver munyowana driver wacho ari kufamba nespidi yakanaka nagabazi racho rekufamba rekunakira vanhu hatingasindei mberi tione kuti
zvinotonokotsera uri mubhazi nelalabai
handisi kuona kuti ndiye here bhazi reusiku iriyare inofamba vanhu vakarara vakaita magumbezi no iri bhazi iri riri kufamba zvakanaka nyore nyore tiri kusvika takorikwati kuenda nyaya yakakosha ndeyekuti panyaya dzemari mumastreeti zvinogadzirisika mukaisa mapolisi zvina kanakanaka nekuti mari iyeko mumabhanga zvinopera zvoga usina kushonga even kana munhu one zvokumhanyisana nevanhu mumastreeti izvo hazvifambi itai zvinhu zvenyu mari iwanikwe vanhu mari ikawanikwa mumabhanga zvinopera zvinofanana nezveprice control kana makomodi dzeiripo akawanda vanhu venevachikombidza kubusiness auyehazvidi nyaya dzokucontrola maprizes vanhu vanokontrola maprize vechidzikisa maprize vechikompita havo mumaket zvinhu zvichinakira vanhu
no thank you so much vagaule
so mr mavhinga maybe the problem that ZANUPF faces you know with this new government is you know it calls the government the party and the party the government so that maybe is causing a lot of havoc in terms of who is supposed to do what is the party stronger than the government or the government stronger than the party so is that kind of workable
well I think it's quite clear that ZANU-PF the party is by far stronger and more dominant than the government because all those that then become members of the government are effectively deployees of ZANU-PF and therefore effectively would take instructions from ZANU-PF but that in itself is not the biggest challenge. The biggest challenge is that when you have a system that is built around patronage, when you have a certain political clique benefiting from the problems that are there, because when there is this chaos, when the dust has been kicked up, some people will benefit. And it is those people who will resist the change that might otherwise benefit poor people and ordinary people. So you would find that when there is this cash crisis and cash shortage, there are some people, through their connections, who can walk into banks or into the reserve bank and get money. And those people would have their runners at Roadport and 4th Street to sell and buy and trade in currency. You know, when you trade in currency, you are trading in nothing. So effectively, you are benefiting and you are subsidizing the bond. The bond is a heavily subsidized currency because it is a fallacy and a lie that the bond note is equal to the US dollar. But to sustain that lie, then people are forced to subsidize the difference between the actual value of the bond note and the US dollar is then realized at the black market. Because there is no performance, people are, the country is not producing. So it is not possible to resolve this issue without addressing directly that political clique that is benefiting at the expense of the nation. And this is the crux of the matter.
Thank you very much, Baba Chom.
Mr. Gaule, if you look at the cabinet, we are looking at what President Mnangagwa is calling a diverse, dynamic, youthful, and streamlined cabinet with skills and experience required to achieve our goals of court. Do you think that they will deliver? Because some of them are inexperienced.
Yes, I believe this cabinet is going to deliver. It is going to take us to the land of New Zealand, to Cayman. This is my let's give them time.
Hello, may you speak up?
Yes, I think I have a feeling that they are going to deliver.
Okay.
And it's really, it's possible that they are going to, these technocrats, a team of technocrats is going to really do us wonders.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly what I saw. From what I heard from Thuli Ncube, articulating some of these things, monetary policies and things like that, the way to go, that's the way to go, actually. And this, why these people are crying foul about this, there are bond notes, that the bond note is history, according to Thuli Ncube. We're moving towards that. And let's give them time to do their work. One day we wake up, we're going to the bank, we're making withdrawals, people getting their money, and really this is what we're expecting in a short period of time.
Thank you.
Yeah, and remember, Mr. Kaule, many people lost their pensions, many people lost their money, and all those kind of things. If Mr. Thuli Ncube decides to reintroduce the Zimbabwe dollar, is this not going to be a crisis again? And how do you justify that kind of a move?
I don't see the finance minister introducing the Zimbabwe dollar at this juncture, where we are now. We need to really move miles and miles before the dollar is introduced, the Zimbabwe dollar is introduced. We need to, first of all, embark on reviving our economy. That is point number one. We need to export. We need to embark on a large scale farming and produce more for export and things like that, so that we really revive our economy and get the much needed foreign currency and do trade with other countries and promote trade really. And then that chance, maybe somewhere there, that's when we can then the Minister of Finance can then consider introducing the Zimbabwe dollar. This time around, there is no need for us to be talking about the Zimbabwe dollar. We should be talking about the US dollar and these other currencies, like the rand. Maybe we can be an extension of the rand, the South African rand, and things like that.
Yeah, what does not go to Pelaba Kaulu Taban to Balasikalo, Malin Neng, Omarisai, Abani Pensions, Kumaganji, Ulaban to Abanga last cent is common. Abatola Pension, Mutu Zuza. $25 ngenyanga kambe sure libona zani kuya ngapi konke konoko akusithi ukuthi kumbe liza yenelisa kumbe sozelelisa ngamfutshane ngesindebele
ngiyabona kids khona ukuthi into naleyo yumsebenzi omkhulu kids u finance minister awukhangeleleyo njalo into engiyithandayo ukuthi president is a listening president. Ngibona uzalalela even nanxa umthuli Ncube sebethi inhlelo zakhe ezoku-addressa zona ezinhlupho ezikhona ezendaba zemali. Ngithemba bazamnika indima yokuthi azihambele. Nanxa ezahluleka, azehlulekele kodwa engavalelwa phambili, engafakelwa mgoqo, kazenzele engathi ngayehlulekiswa ngoba nangiza kuthini. Kodwa ngibona umthuli Ncube ngendlela ayeqalise ngayo, esenelisi ukukwenza khonokho ngemva kwesikhathi esifitshane esilandelayo. Ika kakhulunde zama pension leza imali zahambayo imali zalahlekela abantu balahlekela abantu basale bengalalutho ama account abantu basale abantu basale bengabayanga ngomphedisela ngendaba zezimali zabantu zachabalala emabhengi ngomumo wona lo ozulileyo kuyinto ezimele ziqhakathele zibuyele zikhangele ufinance minister yomsebenzi wakomkhulu lawo nalo undoda wakithi lwana umthuli Ncube.
Siyakuzwa baba, bamba khonapho Joka.
Vamavinga tombotarisa mangwana pari kutarisa zvakare kuvhurwa kweparamende yechipfumba kana kuti 9th parliament. Izvi zvatingatarisirawo kumashanduro evadare tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvino munyika. Ave dare remakurukota vazvipa mazuva zana tingatarisirawo chii kune nhengo dzeparamende?
Chikuru chinotarisirwa tinoveza kuti vamunangagwa vachataura nezvazvo inyaya yekuti pave neurongwa hwekuti ndeipi mitemo inoda kuti ivandudzwe kubiswa kana kutsipikwa kuti zviri mubumbiro renyika remitemo zvizadziswe zvakanaka kuti vanhu vagone kugara vakasununguka vakafaranuka uyezve vachikwanisa kuwana zvese zvinenge zvavanoshuvira. Pane mitemo yakawanda inoda kuti ibiswe, imwe yachona inosanganisira ina naposa nana aipa nezvimwe. Saka pane kuti pachida kuti pataurwe zviri pachena kuti dare iri rechipfumbamwe reparamendi richatora matanho aya panguva ipi kuti riite kuti vana vezimbabwe vanzwe panyama dzavo kuti zvechokwadiwo vava pachikamu chakasiyana vava panguvawo yekuti iko zvino zviri mubumbiro kodzero dzavo dzochizadziswa. Uyezve kana tichitaura nyaya yekodzero hatisi kutaura chete kodzero dzekuti vanhu vataure zvavanoda kana kuti vapinde mune zvematongerwo enyika, tiri kutaura kodzero dzinosanganisira kodzero kuva neutano hwakaringana hwakanaka, kureva kuti nyaya dzekurwisa kolera dzinofanira kunge dzichitaurwawo, kodzero dzemadzimai, kodzero dzevana, kodzero dzekuti vanhu vawane mvura yakanaka yakachena, uyezve kodzero dzekuva nedzidzo yakanaka. Zvese izvi ngazvijekeswe zviburiko pachena futi zovawo nehwaro hwekuti mari ichabva kupi yekuti pazadziswe zvakasiyana nyanyei kodzero dzakanangana nezvekurarama kwevanhu nezveutano nezvekupedza denda rekorera nezvimwe zvakadero.
Vamavhinga ndisandaenda hangu kuna vagaule. Pane vamwe vane kurudziro yekuti dai vadare ava varegedza kutambira dzimotokari nezvimwe zvavanopiwa kuti mari yacho imboenda kunorwisa chirwere chekorera, munotiwo nemaonero iwe?
Maonero akanaka, asi chakanyanyisa kukosha haisingori nyaya chete yekuti vadare vasatambire motokari dzemhando yepamusoro kuti mari iite rimwe basa rakakosha kudarika izvozvo, asi kuti mafambisirwo ehomwe yenyika pachawo nguva dzose anofanira kunge akaringana nekodzero dzevanhu, akaringana nekuti ndezvipi zvakakoshera nyika yeZimbabwe. Nekuti tinogona kuti tadaro vadare vati aiwa motokari tadzirega, asi mangwana chipfumi tonzwa kuti mari yenyika yashandiswa zvimwe zvisina maturo zvisina tsarukano. Saka kurudziro hombe inenge iripo kudare reparamendi reZimbabwe nderekuti paongororwe kuti nguva nenguva mari yenyika homwe yenyika ngaibatwe zvine chiremerera, zvine kufunga zvakakoshera musha nemhuri yeZimbabwe yese zvayo, kwete kufunga vashoma. Ndo zvatinokurudzira.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Yeah, let's go to Babu Kaule. Babu Kaule, siyabona ukuthi uhulumende ngathi idale leparlamente liyahlala ke kusasa. Kulabanye bakhangelele ukuthi liza kwenza okuningi okutshiyeneyo. Okunye okwangikhona sizwile ukuthi bafuna ukuthi baguqule isekelo sombuso welizwe, constitution, babe sebefaka khona okuthiwa i-devolution ngenye indlela, on the administrative side, ukuthi kambe ngaphathwa njani. Njengoba sikwazi ukuthi kulama-provincial councils kuzobuya lama provincial ministers ukuthi asebe kusebenze njani khonokho. So wena ngombono wakho kambe lapha kuzanywani la?
Okuzanywayo yikwenza umsebenzi wesizwe. Okwakuqala kithi sendani ukuthi ngutsho yikuthi uba umnandaba kasiyabe sethula uhlelo lwakhe oluzayilandelwa ihulumende oyalandelwa idale leparlamente ukuthi elibelandelele umsebenzi kahulumende ukuthi uzaqhutshwa njani. Okokuqala engikukhangeleleyo kakhulu okumqoka yikuthi upresident ayethule ukuthi kumele kulwise ukuqeda i-corruption ukutshontshwa ubusela ubudlova okwenziwa ngabantu abagangileyo laba babotshwe abantu laba kuye phambili kudingwe njalo indlela zokuthi kube nemali elizweni imali le eshuphayo kukhitshwa amabhondi la kuvuselelwe umkhonomi welizwe ukuthi imali yakhona izadingakala ithole ngaphi uhulumende akubike kube cace khonokho ukuthi uhulumende kumele akudinga izimali kuvushwa ama-industry asile njabo obulawe ukuhamba kungaboni khona kulolutho olukhona phakathi kwezigaba esikhonaosokuaantfisi zama-church sokuyinto zama-church kuthiaeshonini ngalo sizovula ama-church obulawayo ngani ibulawa yindawo yama-industry sifuna ukuthi i-industry ivulwe ilizwe liqalise ukusebenza abantu bathole imisebenzi baqhatshwe yiwo okuqakathekileyo indaba ye-devolution iqakatheke ukwedlula zonke ngoba iyiyo ebhaliweyo ekhona kwisisekelo sombuso phela umuntu nxa ebusa upresident kabusi ngokusa ekhanda lakhe ubusa elandela isisekelo sombuso ubuswa isisekelo sombuso upresident ungaphasi kwesisekelo sombuso and isisekelo sombuso simele sigcwalisiswe kathesi iparlamente entsha eliyale engenileyo kathesi imele igcwalisiswe ukuthi isisekelo sombuso sonke sigcwalisiswe sinjalo silandele kuyenziwe le ndaba naleyo upresident akhulume ngayo ivinla nxa kade edinga usekelo ukuthi uza kwethula uhlelo olukhona kusisekelo sombuso sokuzibusa yokuthi abantu bazibambele umnotho wabo ezabelweni zabo i-devolution of power eyesiyikhangeleleyo iyeqakathekileyo ukwedlula zonke izinto ukuthi abantu abalomnotho wabo bathole umnotho wabo onalowo uthuthukise izigaba zabo ngezigaba zabo zenezo ngokuhleleka kwakhona kwese kusithi ke ngokunjalo laba abalomnotho omningi kakhulu bese siba yibo abakholisa kakhulu njengalaba abalamadabu kobomarange ngalobomanikaland bananzelele ukuthi kube lentuthuko ekhona hathi ukuthi ama-diamond kuphela abethuthwa kuphela bethuthwa bababone lapho imizi lapho ohambe khona kungalanto isalayo ezigabeni zabo thina njengathina emanot eprovinsi enothile kakhulu ngezinyamazana ngezithimba ngezako konke kusiya konke okukhona lokhu inotho enimangalisayo emele ukuthi ngezigaba ngezigaba abantu bazihlelele umnotho wabo yikho ngibona kuqakathekile kakhulu ekutheni kugcwalisiswe isisekelo sombuso esitsha sibe sisetshenziswe ngokugcweleyo ngokuthi kunanzelele indaba ye-devolution.
Thank you so much. He's talking about devolution at, you know, in terms of what it can do for the benefit of people.
Yeah.
So he says, for example, in Marange, there are diamonds. But when you break it down and say, okay, let's go for a devolved kind of
region,
what can they benefit those people? So he said, in Matabele North as well, there's a lot of timber, there's a lot of wildlife. What can people benefit from those, you know, when there is some kind of devolution? So he says, these are some of the issues that the current parliament is supposed to tackle, and we have seen actually ZANU-PF going for this devolution issue in a very strong way. But then there are some questions on, you know, the provincial councils and the role of provincial ministers, which leaves everything maybe to say they want to amass more power, you know. So maybe I don't know whether
maybe Mavinga, Mr. Mavinga can give us some insight on that, because we understand that that's a part of the ninth parliament to amend the constitution on devolution, I think.
Yes.
Well, I think it could be a question of semantics, but the reality is that the 2013 constitution of Zimbabwe has adequate, effective provisions for devolution. So what may be unclear is whether or not the proposed amendments to Chapter 14 would be pushing more towards decentralization as opposed to devolution, because my understanding is, and my reading of the Constitution is that clearly, without amending the Constitution, it is possible to fully implement devolution. And in fact, that was one of the reasons put forward by ZANU-PF supporters as one of the grounds for impeaching
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Our time is up. I'm sorry. Our time is gone now, so we have to leave it there today. We thank our guests this evening, human rights lawyer Mr. Teoma Vinga and Mr. Philip Gaule of ZANU-PF. Thanks so much for joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. We hope to meet you some other time. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Sisinga kangano vatereri vakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri, nditimurayire zvakanaka vana veZimbabwe.